I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The third special session of this year's Texas legislature begins Monday, and at the top of the list this year is redistricting. Lawmakers will draw new maps for Congress, the State Board of Education, and the Texas House and Senate. In theory, the 2021 cycle of redistricting is about revising district boundaries to evenly distribute Texas's fast-growing population and ensure voters have fair representations. But with the map-making in the hands of politicians and their individual electoral survival at stake, redistricting has also become an exercise in political rigging. Republicans who control the process will likely try to reinforce or grow their majorities. On Saturday, the Senate released its first proposed map. It had 19 districts in which Donald Trump received the majority of votes for president, and 12 districts that Joe Biden won. Republicans currently hold 18 seats in the Senate, compared to 13 held by Democrats. An immigration situation in Del Rio, Texas, spiraled this week as more than 15,000 migrants, many of them from Haiti, arrived at the border in recent days, settling in a makeshift camp under the bridge as they waited for Customs and Border Patrol agents to process their petitions to stay in the United States. Conditions quickly deteriorated, and Governor Greg Abbott sent National Guard and Department of Public Safety troopers to assist federal agents in securing the area. The Biden administration said Saturday it was accelerating deportation flights and sending 400 federal agents to Del Rio. By Sunday, more than 3,000 migrants had been processed. CBP is coordinating with Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the U.S. Coast Guard to move migrants from Del Rio to other processing locations. DHS said it was securing extra transportation to expedite deportation flights to Haiti and other countries in the next 72 hours. A Texas doctor stepped forward Saturday to say he had performed an abortion that is illegal under the state's restrictive new law to force a test of its legality. The San Antonio doctor said he performed a first trimester abortion on September 6th, just a few days after the law known as Senate Bill 8 went into effect in Texas, making nearly all abortions illegal after a woman is about 6 weeks pregnant, with no exceptions for incest or rape. The doctor said he acted because he had a duty of care to his patient. The new Texas law took effect September 1st, after a conservative Supreme Court majority declined to block it, saying the abortion rights advocates who challenged it could not show they were suing the right people. The law does not rely on the state to enforce it. Instead, it deputizes private citizens to sue abortion providers, doctors, or anyone else who aids in the procedure. Individuals can receive a $10,000 award if their lawsuits are successful. A slew of lawsuits against the Texas doctor are expected to follow his public admission. This fall membership drive, the Texas Tribune is trying to find 500 new readers to support our journalism. Are you one of them? Support our nonprofit newsroom at texastribune.org/give. Your gift will help us unlock $50,000 in matching funds from the Lowy Law Firm. Donate and double your impact at texastribune.org/give. That's texastribune.org/give. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by the University of Houston. Join UH Energy, Industry, and DOE at TribFest 21 as they discuss how we transition our energy economy and protect the industries we rely upon for jobs and revenue. More info at tribfest.org.